My name is Judith Moore, and I'm a consultant in obstetrics in Nottingham and the incoming chair of the RCOG Curriculum Committee. I'm going to take this opportunity to provide a high-level summary of the changes to special interest training, which will be introduced as part of Curriculum 2024. As a quick reminder, following the launch of Curriculum 2024, ATSMs have become Special Interest Training Modules, or SITMs, and APMs have become Special Interest Professional Modules, or SIPMs. Special Interest Training will now begin in ST5. ST5s are not given protected SITM time, as they will be developing the foundation of their special interest skills and evidence can be collected during service and already allocated training sessions. Protected SITM time comes at ST6. The recommendation is one session per week for SITMs. ST5s can commence one SITM, and the MRCOG is not a requirement to start SITMs. But trainees cannot start a second SITM or progress to ST6 without the MRCOG. Evidence from any stage in a learner's career can be used for special interest training. Many trainees will do foundation SITMs, but foundation SITMs are only mandatory if you want to undertake the relevant contingent SITMs. They allow trainees to begin to develop their skills and demonstrate aptitude in their chosen interest. Trainees can start a second SITM in ST5 once they have passed the MRCOG if their educational supervisor is supportive and the training programme director considers that they have made adequate progress with the SITM that they have already started. Trainees cannot register for a SITM whilst out of programme unless this is out of programme for training or UPTI. Two SITMs are required for CCT, but there is no maximum number of SITMs a learner can do. Only two SITMs can be undertaken at a time. Additional SITMs can only be commenced once an initial SITM has been fully completed. It is worth mentioning that training time will not be extended to accommodate completion of additional SITMs, and these SITMs are only possible if there are training opportunities available. Priority will be given to trainees' first two SITM choices. To undertake a SITM, SAS or locally employed doctors need to demonstrate ST4 requirements, but do not need the MRCOG. They can only commence one SITM until they have the MRCOG. Allocation of SITMs will be dependent on training opportunities available within the region, as trainees will have priority. The combination of SITMs taken depends on the career aspiration of the learner. Learners' aspirations could be based on interests, skills, and aptitude, but also population needs at a local and national level. Learners could complete two obstetric SITMs if they are aiming to work in a substantially obstetrics role. One obstetrics and one gynaecology SITM if they are aiming to work in a combined obstetrics and gynaecology role. Two gynaecology SITMs if they are aiming to work in a substantially gynaecology role. Subspecialty training will be 3 years of indicative training, comprising of a clinical component and a non-clinical subspecialty skills component, such as leadership and research. Skills and competencies already achieved during training in the SITMs relevant to subspecialty training are recognised and do not need to be repeated, which could reduce the indicative training time of 3 years. subspecialty trainees still need to complete core curriculum 2024. SIPMs can be started at any point in training and they do not count towards CCT. The recommendation is to start them from ST3 to allow learners to focus on medical education, leadership and management, or research skills outlined in the core curriculum before embarking on a SIPM. The educational supervisor for a SIPM should be someone with expertise in the professional area, but does not necessarily have to be in the same unit. I hope you found this brief overview helpful. I'd encourage you to explore the rest of the materials in this online resource and on the Curriculum 2024 section of the RCOG website for further information relating to this.